Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Nepalese meditation bowl is chiming, and that means it's time for the Art of the CEO, the show for the people who enjoy the challenge of business and who want to do it a little better. I am your host, Bart Jackson, the Hieronymus Bosch of business, and whether you are a financial advisor, an investor, and a skeptical community of wealth like Edie, or a civil litigator who fights to defend honest banks like Gregory, we're here to bring you the sage counsel of business masters to help your career and your business. The Art of the CEO, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stream live to you through the cyber door, through the magic of cyberspace, and ours, this show, and every show we've ever done may be downloaded by visiting blogtalkradio.com, the Art of the CEO, blogtalkradio.com, the Art of the CEO. So visit and explore for your benefit. Today's show is entitled Where the Elite Meet, Profiling Professional Organizations, which are indeed a great help. Yes, today we are really going to rediscover one of the most obvious and most beneficial, but alas, too often neglected business tools, the professional organization. It is, my friend, that one unique place where you can gather all the advice, partners, innovative wellsprings, and invaluable business connections, all laced with a little chocolate drizzle of festive congeniality, the professional organization. Yes, we'll discuss how to select the right one, how to best invest your time in it, and we're also going to learn how to manage such an organization from the leadership point of view. And by utmost good fortune and some very clever design on our part, right here we have with us Ms. Sally Glick, president of the Association for Corporate Growth, New Jersey's chapter, one of the most effective and dynamic groups ever to help those involved in mergers and acquisitions or any folks in business. In addition to running ACG, Sally is also the flamboyant chief growth strategist of Sobel & Company, a clan of life-saving CPAs whose talent can really help you make your business thrive. But before we launch into getting you advantageously linked into the business community, why not take a moment to supply you out there with a few utensils for our feast of wisdom. First, as I always do, allow me to remind each of you individuals hearing my voice that the good Lord has gifted you with the title and privileges of Chief Executive Officer of yourself. That's the most important position you'll ever hold in your career. Will this be the day that you spend your time grabbing some nearly new necessary gadget or shouldering your way through the tsunamis of stuff that you can purchase, stuff that you'll never use? Or will this be the day that you're thankful for what you do have and use it to better your life? The choice is truly yours. Secondly, it is time to dip into a little laughter and take a scriptural recitation from 101 Best Business Scripts books. So let me pull it out here. Okay, here we go. This is number 14. My darn smartphone was supposed to remind me that it was my birthday yesterday, so I missed my own party. Technology is so stupid. As an afterthought, perhaps it is time to think for yourself, John, to paraphrase Pilgrim Last Priscilla Alden, excuse me. Tech toys are really here just to enhance our performance. If you can't make a move without their permission, really, who's the master here? The third utensil, and perhaps we should appropriately call this day's utensil the roast turkey fork, we will give you the answer to last week's business quotation. Now today, before we leave the air, we'll broadcast another quotation, and we invite you to email us the name of the author as you believe him or her to be. So simply write that name and send it to info@bartsbooks.com, info@bartsbooks.com, and if you're right, we will announce your name in the air. The author of last week's quote, the individual who said, "In the world of business, every man is paid in two coins, cash and experience. Take experience first, the cash will come later." That man was none other than a acquisitions master, Hal Gunneen, who built AT&T by acquiring over 350 companies worldwide. not a shabby record. So, now, let us dig into today's feast and call upon the expertise of professional organizational role model, Miss Sally Glick. Sally, how are you doing today?
I am just great. Thank you so much for having me on today and giving me the opportunity to talk a bit about ACG and business organizations in general.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you could squeak through a little time in your frenetic schedule. Sally, now you've recently taken over as president for the Association for Corporate Growth, New Jersey. The group is astoundingly active, but for the folks who aren't familiar with it, could you give us the executive summary of what ACG is all about and what it does?
I'm happy to do that. Thank you. And unfortunately, even though I chair the marketing committee as well, ACG has not yet become a household word, but we are working on that. So it stands for Association for Corporate Growth, as you've noted. And it's, interestingly enough, a global organization, 50 years old. It has existed around the world for that long. There's a very robust chapter in New York and a robust chapter in Pennsylvania, represented mostly in the Philadelphia marketplace. 11 years ago now, New Jersey decided it needed its own chapter. And what happens at ACG is it provides a business platform for attorneys, bankers, lenders, investment bankers, private equity professionals, CPAs, financial planners, and corporate business leaders to all come together in one space for the purpose of both networking and meeting new people, learning from each other, learning from the CEOs and other speakers who are at the front of the room at most of the events, giving their perspective on a variety of different things. And it's an unusual platform, Bart, because the people in the room don't only come in and say, oh, I'm with one of the largest law firms in the state, but that law firm sends their most prestigious and leading attorneys. So you are intermingling on a continuing basis with true leaders in these organizations. This is not a place where the youngest associates gather. This is a place where seasoned senior professionals come together with a targeted purpose of meeting other people. So
we're not talking saplings, we're talking hardwood here, huh?
We are, exactly. Now, we do have a place for those saplings, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the meetings themselves are really a place where influencers come together.
Ah, that sounds great. Well, now, since you are the leader of this, and in the spirit of the Thanksgiving season, Sally, could you tell us what some of the things that the association's done for you? That is, what are you most thankful for in regards to the Association for Corporate Growth?
Well, one of the things I'm most thankful for is it taught me that I could actually squeeze out a few more minutes in my day where I thought that I was completely full. Now I've found that the frenzy just continues, and they've given me the ability to be a better time manager. So that's the first thing.
Oh, I'll bet.
But when you get serious and say, other than the fact that you now have 24 hours in your day and you only sleep for two, what else has it given me? And what it has given me, as well as my firm, is a real depth of exposure in front of what I would call the decision makers, the right people, the people that Sobel and Company can add value for and who in return can add value for us. And whether I was standing in the front of the room as the president welcoming our guests or I'm mingling with the guests as a member, either way, ACG has really afforded me the opportunity to meet people I would not otherwise have connected with, yourself included.
Oh, yes, that's right. I mean, however, I should add that most of the people at ACG are very nice people, so don't be dissuaded by the fact this
radio host is not holding them all accountable to your standards, right?
Right. But, well, actually, while we're on that, Sally, who really should be joining the ACG? And, I mean, is it only for those conducting mergers and acquisitions? Who, if I'm looking at ACG, or who should I join, should I not? Who's it for?
So, yes, you should join. That's the easy answer to that question. But the longer answer might be that if anyone is in business today, as far as I'm concerned and from what my experience has been over the five, six, 7 years that I've been engaged here, it is for everybody at a leadership level in their organization. So, yes, M&A work is often the core of what a lot of the chapters are focused on. New Jersey, unlike some of its close cousins on either side of the borders, focuses a lot more on the corporate growth side, organic growth. So, of course, you can go
okay,
by merger,
that's good.
But
yes.
Organic growth is equally, if not even more, important to many of our colleagues. And so when you come together and you meet someone who says, you know, there's someone I'd like you to meet, or I was just talking with someone the other day and they were mentioning that they are really looking to move their legal work to someone else, looking for a white-collar crime expert, and you're talking to someone who happens to be a white-collar crime expert, what it enables people to do is look smarter because they have now such a greater depth of resources. And it also enables people to give and take leads with really high-quality referrals for each other. And so while it may not be equal every single time, over the course of membership, it levels out and you get absolutely as much as you give,
right,
if not more.
I think that's, yeah, that's succinctly put. I think you did a good job with that there is a breadth here, and I would like to add the fact that, reemphasize what Sally said, that just because you aren't within the narrow stated confines of the organization's title, there is there may be a very great benefit for you. So look a little deeper than say, I'm not a commercial real estate person. Yeah, look a little deeper at what you're when you examine these organizations for yourself. Now, Sally, I just want to know, because I do need to ask, since you cast a wide net, what about, I mean, you, taking in the occasional oddball, like, say, a publisher or some loudmouth, know-it-all radio host. I mean, do you really permit such intruders?
My favorite answer to that question is that depends. So we do let in some loudmouth radio, book publishers and radio personalities based on the fact that they bring real value to the organization. They usually ask some really pointed questions and stir up some good dialogue. So ACG is very open to that.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Now, I think everyone realizes who's not living under a rock or trying to make money in his basement or in his underwear that the more folks you know, the broader your reach, the better you're going to do. Business is a team effort. And you've given us several already with a lead, but what are some of the advantages, just a couple of other advantages for joining ACG or any professional organization? What do you just sort of see them as? A couple of the things.
Sure.
Why is
well,
why
I just want to, and one thing I would just say to preface my remarks is that any targeted smart networking opportunity is good for someone who's trying to advance their own career and or also advance their organization's name brand. People like to do business with people they trust and feel comfortable with. And if you're not out there networking, creating meaningful relationships, you cannot possibly be positioning yourself in a spot of trust or in a place of being someone who will generate those wonderful leads that really keep our businesses growing and flourishing. So networking in and of itself is essential no matter what business you are in. So starting there, the business groups that are in the New Jersey community, and we're pretty congested and very vibrant business community here. So there are a lot of organizations, and what I would say is that knowing your firm and your own firm's resources and your own personality and asking others who you trust, that's the first thing I do. Perhaps you have a client.
Okay.
Perhaps you have another business colleague, perhaps someone in your profession or someone who works closely with people in your profession, and sort of say, where do you go? Where do you network? What's been adding value for you? It could be the New Jersey Tech Council. It could be the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce. It could be ACG, and it may ultimately
right.
be all of that's, those.
I'm really glad you brought that up. That's good. And one more thing before we break, let's talk value proposition here for a minute. There's a real difference between joining an organization and showing up to the occasional meeting and committing yourself to that organization, I mean, to really get involved in it. what are some of the ways, some of them, that you see some of the most clever ways to get involved in an organization? And what's in it for me? I mean, what is the ROI on my time investment? Because it is considerable.
Sure it is. You know, when people talk hard costs, soft costs, so the time is what we all mostly have to bill. The time is what we mostly have to invest. And so it's going to be the one thing, that scarcest resource of all, and the one thing we really need to keep an eye on. So the return on investment, as far as I'm concerned, if you're in the right group, is that it helps you to meet people that you need to know, meet people who you can help,
yeah,
and who can help you, as well as people who will be good for your organization, whatever that might be. If it's a law firm, if it's a corporation, if it's a manufacturer, people that you need to know who can be valuable resources for you, or introduce you to people they know who by extension are valuable resources. And how you do that, what I always find, I kind of cheat, but I always get on a committee. Because I find that,
right,
when you're on the,
okay,
membership committee, the programming committee, the marketing committee, not only do you meet those committee members in a much more intimate fashion, smaller group of people, but you also get to put things forward. Think about it, Bart. If you're on the programming committee and we decide, gee, let's have an interesting program in January, and you say, wow, I think that it would be great to have a spot about media and a great radio announcer,
right,
perhaps Loud Mouth, perhaps Oddball, perhaps not, who could be the facilitator for that panel. You can take advantage, and that's exactly why people are on those committees, so you're not doing anything wrong. You're leveraging your resources and bringing them to the organization, and it gets you that additional opportunity to be out in the public eye.
Wonderful.
So
I think that's really true. One more thing before we go for the break. Sally, tell interested folks how they might find out more about and end up joining the New Jersey chapter of the Association for Corporate Growth. Where do I go?
Sure. Well, you can go two places. One is to go online at acg.org/New Jersey, spelled out the word New Jersey, and find out about the events. Perhaps just join us at one and test the waters. Certainly, I'm happy to have you click the membership tab and join immediately. We'd love that. So acg.org/New Jersey is one way. The other is people can simply call me at 973-994-9494. I'm delighted to go further into more detail, encourage them to join us, and have them get an insider's perspective from me as a member and me as the person on the board and the president. And so they can simply do that as well.
That is great. Ladies and gentlemen, all business is personal. And we have just had a personal offer from a very sharp, very wise woman here. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the midpoint of our feast. So I'm going to ask that we take a short survey from this wisdom. And it's time to introduce the company by whose good graces we are here today. And that firm is Prometheus Publishing, the creator of Bart's books, Ultimate Business Guides, among many others. And you may visit bartsbooks.com, BartsBooks.com, and explore a wide wealth of practical wisdom from business masters. Prometheus Publishing would also like to invite everybody enjoying today's show that you take a look at one of our guidebooks, and it's called So That's How They Do It, Tactics of Business Masters. If you want to know how the successful got that way and how they stay that way, take a look at this very applicable book with applicable tools and techniques that are offered in the pages. It's a darn good tool, and I guarantee you, you'll grow with it. Good book. And if you'd like to seek any other ultimate competitive edge, visit bartsbook.com and browse their bookstore. So, ladies and gentlemen, and all those retailers struggling to keep up with the buying frenzies of the season, we are back with Ms. Sally Glick, president of the Association for Corporate Growth, New Jersey chapter. And, Sally, I'd like to make a momentary shift, but there is one question I want to ask you before we do, and that is, when I am a new person, because nobody, ladies and gentlemen, nobody works a room like Sally. So when you are walking in to the new conference room, and I'm standing before all these nicely dressed strangers, what is the best way to work myself around, to get myself, to introduce myself without feeling that I need a megaphone?
So I think the first thing is the mindset when you walk in. If you think about the fact that you're trying to work the room, it's probably a lot more difficult. People do look like they're conversing with good friends. It always feels like you're interrupting. Seems as if people know each other and you don't. You're on the outside of it. If you walk into a room thinking, how can I help the people here? What can I do that will make a difference in their lives, rather than how can I impose myself? I think it's not about working the room. It's about meeting exciting people. We've said several times here this morning that it's about relationship building. And so I never think of myself as working the room. I think of myself as meeting new people, and it's exciting to do. I look for people that are perhaps standing alone. I look for smaller clusters of people. I ask questions, and then I listen so that I don't have to do the talking. And it alleviates my worry about, will I say the right thing, and it gives other people the chance to talk and me a chance to learn about them. And so when you say, is this your first time here, or, oh, no, you're a member, why, I'm thinking of joining, why are you a member here? When you engage people in conversation, ask their opinions, people are flattered by that, and deservedly so. And I think that you learn something and they learn by giving. And so when I work, when I'm in a room, I just try to figure out, who do I need to know and how can I help? And I think that serves me well.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I really must say, that is, I hope you are all listening to that. This is what I would call a quill pen moment. I would like you all to dip your pens into the inkwell and jot down the fact that you cross that threshold, not seeking whom you can grab, but how you may help and how you may encounter interesting, fascinating people because they are there. Sally has just said that, and if you go in with that mindset, guaranteed, you'll not only do better, you'll have a lot more fun, so why not? So now, Sally, that we have, that you've set us all up to be magnificent organizational experts, I'd like to sort of shift things around here and talk about the management of managing such an organization. Now, you've just taken over from the 11-year founding president, Mark Keane, who is an amazing gentleman, and you've got some pretty huge wingtips to fill here, and yet you've done it with a seeming ease, so I want to ask, how does one replace a legend?
Well, the real simple answer to that one is you don't. We are celebrating the fact that he is a legend. We're thrilled that he was able to both start the organization as well as then keep it going and bring it to the robust place it is today, is really an icon of elite professionals who love being together and find value in each other's companionship. So he's done that. What I've done is I'm just approaching it in a different way. Often after 10 or 11 years in a particular role, no matter who you are, how inventive, innovative, or creative, you're going to start to replicate all the same things because it's working. Someone comes in with a new set of eyes and says, that's fantastic, and I so appreciate where we've gone up till now, but could we do this instead, or can we add this along as well? Mm-hmm. So we've added, for example, the Advancing Leadership Initiative to attract some of those young saplings who aren't yet the hardwoods but who are 10 to 20 years into their careers and, while not young, certainly are not the older, more senior, seasoned leaders of their organizations, but need very much to connect with their colleagues and peers. We've also reemphasized, reinforced the Women of Leadership piece that fits into our organization. And I can do that as a woman as well, and not that Mark didn't promote it and push it and was at every single meeting. Coming in as a woman in a leadership role gives me just a little bit more of an inside track to that group. So we definitely aren't replacing him, but we are expanding those things he started and looking for areas where we hadn't gone yet, but over time we now realize we need to be there. And our marketing committee has evolved as well. It started when I came on board about six, seven years ago, and we are, you know, now into the whole social media area and doing our very best to build that brand and attract the target audience to ACG. So we're continuing to evolve and grow, and that's the that's really the legacy he's left us.
Well, that's, I think that's a very good point. And you don't replace it, but you take what's good, you expand, you improve. If it ain't broke, it might need improvement. And that's there's a great lesson there. Now, one of the things that you have done at ACG, number one, did you notice, my friends, that Sally said she had an active marketing committee? A lot of organizations don't, and they're losing out. You have to say, how are we going to get more members? This is a business with a product. The product is the members that you're trying to bring in, and you need to have some sort of special marketing arm. But another thing that ACG does that I've always enjoyed is that you have many, many small subgroups. That can be both good and bad, can it, Sally? I mean, sort of dividing yourself up like you've got a CFO section and a women's section and a CEO section. And good thing, bad thing, problematic, what's that?
Well, I think that, you know, you have good, there's always a two-edged sword to everything. On the one hand, we cannot be everything to everybody, and we know that.
Yeah.
But that said, we do certainly want to be a valuable resource to that audience that we think most important for us and for our charter, for the mission that we have as an organization that focuses on corporate growth. So the monthly meetings are the monthly meetings. They're part of the dues, and that's just a given. Recognizing that the geography of the state is somewhat challenging, we also have an occasional program, three a year, and there used to be more, Bart, but we've scaled those back exactly to your point to use our resources most effectively. And so now we have three programs a year elsewhere, Bergen, Morris, and Princeton. The women's group, I think, is also three times a year, and the advancing leadership, the younger professionals, is just getting underway. They've done one event and will aim for a second. Our goal is to get those folks into ACG and then integrated into our other programming, recognizing that they also might have their own as well. So it's just there are a lot of moving pieces to it, but each has a unique purpose, and those C-suite small intimate dinners, as you've mentioned, really serve a terrific purpose for the corporate marketplace.
Right. So I see. So you really, it's, you can split into segments, but you have to be very, very careful looking at what at the leadership you do have, at the membership you have, really, and see, A, where your resources can best serve them, but B, not let the tail wag the dog here. There's one other thing that ACG does. I probably, and I'm speaking now strictly as a journalist, ACG has probably one of the best speakers rosters in the state, and I say that as someone who has covered hundreds of them every year. So this is a great, great benefit. Sally, how do you go about getting top, how does an organization go about getting top speakers for its group, and what are their value?
So I think that that speaks to the kind of members we have. Because every one of those speakers is a personal ask from someone, typically a board member or a committee member. Everyone that we've seen up there, we've been able to get at them because someone knows them. So that tells you the quality. I mean, when we met the gentleman from Aerosol who spoke just this week in Morristown, he worked both with Eisner Amper, a wonderful firm, and we have two members on the board from that firm. And he also, I believe, was a client of Gibbons as well. So he had a law firm client. He had a accounting firm connection, and some people were doing the audit, some people were doing other work for him, and so he came at us in a number of different ways, and that's Aerosol, is a pretty well-known global brand. Gund, Gund Teddy Bears was the same kind of thing. So we are very fortunate to be able to reach into a depth of opportunities from our own members who are graciously making those introductions for us.
Well, I hate to say this, but I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, our feast of wisdom has come to an end. We have just a time to wrap up. Sally, I want to thank you so much for coming today. It has been really helpful, and I'm sure we have all learned a lot. So I thank you so much. And as we round out the show, let me leave you with today's business quotation. Who said, the thankful receiver bears a plentiful harvest? And as a hint, this man taught the heaven in a grain of sand. And now, finally, as a parting shot, in the words of my wife's husband, ladies and gentlemen, my heart swells with thanks to each of you who has heard this show and perhaps garnered some bit of value from it. And that is a great help in my life, and I hope it will be a great help in yours. I thank you all, and instead of some funny quip, I wish you all a thoughtful Thanksgiving. As always, it has been a privilege. I thank you. Good day.